try.
Hey, did you get your hair cut? It doesn't look weird at all. Anywho, have you saved by bundling with... Hey, easy with that rake.
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
Find more jobs on thenewmonster.com. Jobs for night owls, early risers. Jobs for people who do their best thinking in the morning, or the evening, or the shower, or with TV cameras pointed in their face. Jobs for people who like the way they look in scrubs, or in cowboy hats, or tool belts. Even jobs for people who think they have a voice for radio. With more advice and jobs for career switchers, new grads, and digital nomads, Monster has all you need to find the right fit. Go to thenewmonster.com or download our app today.
It will be Mount Tom's ball to start this final quarter as they trail Salem Springs 45-26. I think I've got 9 threes for Salem Springs in this game so far. They are just shooting it well from behind the arc.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not like they're shooting a high percentage because they've shot a lot of threes, but, man, they are shooting a lot of them and making them.
Well, Bickford was trying to throw it into Proctor in the paint. It was stolen by Lashley. That's Mount Tom's 8th turnover of the night. Here is Hunter with it. He'll throw it to Weinsberg, who will set the offense. Ball goes over to Stewart on the right side. Over to Hawbaker now. Up top to Hunter. Thought about three. Instead, he'll throw it over to Stewart on the right wing. Now gives it back up top to Hawbaker. Hawbaker dribbles to the left elbow. Kicks out to Lashley in the wing. Now over to Stewart in the right corner. Stewart's going to go into the lane. Going in for the layup. Good. Josh Stewart with 12 points. 47-26. Panthers up. 7:09 left in the game. Carson with it, giving it to Bickford up top. Back to Carson. Back to Bickford. Thought about the three. Now he's just dribbling up at the top. Gives it to Proctor near the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Luke Proctor with 9 points on the night. 47-29. Salem Springs up, 6:44 left.
Yeah, and you see Mountain Home kind of attack that zone at that point. We were able to dribble in, kick out, penetrate, and then kick that ball out for that open three there. That's what it's going to take there. And I know they collapse on us, makes it hard to do that. But
well, Hawbaker goes into the lane after the pass from Stewart. He is fouled on the way up. He'll head to the line for a pair of free throws with 6.5 minutes left. Luke Proctor picks up his second personal foul, 13 foul against Mountain Home here in the second half.
Yeah, looking at Luke's expression there. He thought he got all ball there, but ref disagreed with him.
Hawbaker's first free throw is up and in. That's his first point of the night. Jedi Hunter checking out of the game, being replaced by Dalton Newman. And also Nate Vachon's coming in as Josh Stewart will take a seat. Vachon coming back in with 4 fouls. One more free throw for Hawbaker, and he gets both. First 2 points of the night for Hawbaker. 49-29, Salem Springs. Here is Bickford into the front court, giving it to Dodge Harris, who just checked in a moment ago. Now Ellison has it in the paint, drills out of the lane, goes back into the lane, kicks out to Luke Proctor in the right corner. His three-pointer will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Lashley. Weinsberg will walk the ball across the timeline for the Panthers. Over 6 minutes left to play in this game. Salem Springs with the ball and the 20-point advantage. Ball goes to Newman. Newman will give it back to Weinsberg. Over on the right side to Hawbaker. Now Newman has it near the top. He drills to the right side. Gives it to Vachon there. Vachon drills to the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And Dover gets the rebound from Mountain Home. Proctor with it into the front court. He has it on the left wing. Proctor's going to dribble into the paint. He's going to go up for the running jumper. No good, and the rebound's controlled by the Panthers. Not sure y'all would advise that shot.
Yeah, I know. I think that's what our Coach Fulcher was telling me. He had a kick out there on the wing out there. I don't know if it was Dodge or Reed was standing out there. You know, if you attack that zone and that collapses on, you got to look for that kick out there.
Here is Newman with it up top for the Panthers. He's going to dribble down towards the right elbow, kicks it up top to Vachon. Less than 5 minutes left to play in this game. Panthers up 49-29. Vachon gives it to Hawbaker. Now up top to Vachon. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, in and out. Offensive rebound for Lashley, and he'll be fouled down there in the lane.
They got Reed Ellison down there.
Yep, that is Ellison's third personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Bombers here in the second half. Reed Elson is going to check out of the game, being replaced by Braden Dewey. 4:44 left to play in the game. A 20-point Salem Springs advantage. Hawbaker looking to inbound on the baseline. Gets into Vachon on the right side. Now he'll dribble up to the top. Ball goes over to Lashley. Up top now to Newman. Newman will throw it up top, near the top to Winesburg. He'll dribble to the left elbow. Goes toward the low block. Now goes back out on the wing. Proctor right there on him. Proctor's trying to go for the strip, but
he had a 5-second call. If
yeah,
he had stayed
right.
down on him, he would have got that call.
Yep, Vachon with it in the right left corner. He dribbles to the lane. His pass is stolen by Harris. That'll be Salem Springs' fourth turnover of the night. A little over 4 minutes left to play in this game. 49-29, Salem Springs up. Harris throws it down to Dewey on the low block. He puts up the shot off the glass and in. Braden Dewey with 8 points on the night. 49-31, Panthers up. 3:51 left to play in the game.
Nice move there by Dewey. Good strong move. It looked like Salem Springs tried to take the offensive foul there and didn't get it, which helped assist Dewey with a wide open lane.
Ball is with Newman at the free throw line. He's going to go in for the leaning jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Dover. 12th rebound of the night for the Bombers. Harrison to the front court. Gives it to Bickford near the top. Back over to Harris. Down to Dewey in the right corner. Back out to Harris, up top to Bickford. Down to Proctor in the left corner. Proctor is going to drill to the lane, and he'll draw a blocking foul against the Panthers. We're going to get Brandon Lashley, I believe. That is his second personal foul. Fourth team foul against the Panthers here in the second half. Levi Uchman checking in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Robert Dover. Uchman, a sophomore on the team. Dodge Harris, a little triggering inbound pass, throws up top to Bickford, over to Proctor on the left wing. And now another foul is going to be called on Salem Springs. Is that Vachon? It is, and he's
it
done
is.
For the night. Nate Vachon will pick up his fifth personal foul, team foul number 5 against Salem Springs. So Vachon will spend the final 3:13 of the game on the bench with 15 points.
As hot as he is, he'll probably still make him from over there somehow.
Yeah, totally. 49-31, the Panthers up. Josh Stewart came back in to replace Vachon. Ball is with Kovaninsky, who just checked in during that stoppage of play as well. So did McGee Harris. Here is Dodge Harris trying to throw it down to Dewey. Ball was knocked away and stolen by the Panthers. Ninth turnover of the night against Mountain Home. Less than 3 minutes left to play in this game. It is an 18-point lead for Salem Springs. Here is Winesburg throwing it up top to Stewart. Now ball goes back to Winesburg. Braxton Carson will check in for Mountain Home with the next available time. Ball goes to Lashley. Up top to Newman. Newman drills to the left elbow. Kicks out to Lashley in the left corner. He's going to drill into the lane. Finds Stewart there underneath the basket. Back to Lashley. He's going in for the layup. Hits the side of the backboard. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Braden Dewey. Inskeep across the timeline for the Bombers. Throws over on the left side to McGee Harris. Back up to Inskeep. Over to Dodge Harris on the right side. Down to Uchman in the corner. Finds McGee Harris going into the lane. He kicks out to Inskeep. Down to Dewey in the left corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Newman.
Yeah, you're looking at the Bombers in that zone. The length of that zone's giving us problems, but our passes just aren't crisp. They kind of got a little loop in them, which is not giving our shooters enough time to get that shot off before Silent Springs closes out on us.
1:42 left to play in the game. 49-31, Panthers with the ball and the lead. Ball goes over to Lashley. Now to Newman. Newman's going to dribble into the lane. He's going to pull up for the fadeaway. Good. Dalton Newman with 4 points on the night, and they're going to stop play to get some subs in.
Yep.
Braxton Carson's coming in for Braden Dewey. And for Salem Springs, brought in a few players. Caden Farr just checked in, a 5'9 senior. See who else I've got. I believe
12. Did you get him?
No, I did not get him. Let's see. 12 is Jackson Spence, a 6-foot junior. And I believe Jedi Hunter just checked back
Jedi
in.
Jedi Hunter, yeah. And then did you get 23 and 21? Were
yes.
they both in there? Okay.
Ball is over with Carson on the right side. Now up top to Inskeep. 1:10 left to play in the game. 51-31, Panthers up. Ball goes over to McGee Harris. He's going to try for the three-pointer on the left side. Miss everything. and the rebound is controlled by Salem Springs.
You know, you think, I wonder if Mountain Home should have said, well, we want the timeout. Wasn't that what Russellville did to the Lady Bombers last night?
Oh, that's
right. Called the timeout to get the subs in. And,
yeah, you're right.
And they were like, no, I want to take my timeout now. And yeah.
Hallbaker going into the lane for a layup, couldn't get it to go, and he goes out of bounds. He tried to get the rebound, but he couldn't reach it. And so another substitution for Salem Springs. Levi Fox coming in for the first time tonight, a 6-foot junior. And see, there may have been another one too.
It's like 10 and
yeah. Levi Fox, that's one I just mentioned.
Okay, and then down on that block, 25.
Okay, 24. That's Wilson Cunningham. Uchman gets the ball in the lane. He goes up for the layup. Good.
You know, these end time games. I don't know if you saw the video out there of Lake Hamilton and El Dorado last night. I believe it was. You know, Lake Hamilton was able to get one of their managers in on senior night.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he came in, and El Dorado, great sportsmanship. They were getting beat, but the guy hit three threes at the end of the game. It's phenomenal. You look it up.
Wow.
Great sportsmanship. Just that's what makes sports so fun.
Yep. Hallbaker with a three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Silent Springs. Wilson Cunningham tried it off the glass. No good. Now Tom gets the rebound, and that's the way this ball game is going to end with Silent Springs getting the 18-point victory. Tell you what, Salem Springs shot well from the outside. It just out-rebounded Mountain Home tonight. Did everything they had to do.
Yeah, I'll tell you, they're gonna be a force to be reckoned with it when come tournament time and come the end of the year. Like I said, they run that offense or that defense that not many people see a lot of, and they're long and they can shoot the ball. Really good team.
We'll take a break and check our final numbers in just a couple minutes. Our final score tonight: Salem Springs defeats Mountain Home 51-33. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands,